Welcome back to Transform and Roll Out Season 3, continuation of Season 3, Episode 8. So if you haven't checked that out already, we highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode. But if you haven't had time for that, or you would like to continue the story, we will do our best to give you all the information you will need. In this season, we have plans to do something we've never heard or seen anywhere else, and we're excited to show you. Now, let's introduce all the players. Hexamus, describe to us who you will be playing and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals.
Hi, my name is Hexmas, and I am playing Synthwave, who is a mint green and magenta colored rescue bot who transforms into a helicopter. She's very bubbly and boisterous, and of course, by the name, loves music. Currently, if I remember correctly, she's being held by Domina, but is holding Scorchfire in her arms.
Let the
And
record
do.
show that is correct.
Thank you. And due to previous events of lots of not so great things, she's having a great time with that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Celeste, would you be able to describe who you will be playing and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals?
Hi, my name is Celeste, and I'll be playing as Domina. Domina is a tall orange and white bot on a mission of finding these oddities. At the moment, she is with Scorchimus and Hexa and Synthwave back in the sewers. Currently, she is very confused about her mission, but she wants to do the most important thing ever in this mission, to survive and not let anybody around her to die right now. Especially Scorchimus. He can't die on us yet.
I like the yet part. That's perfect.
I don't like that yet part, but I might be biased here.
Onyx, would you mind describing us who you'll be playing and give us a brief summary of what they look and their current thoughts and goals?
Yeah, I'll be playing Scorchmas. He's a red, slender, and toned bot who turns into a car. He is spending his third episode down here in the sewers. Recently chipped his chin. And currently being cradled by Synthwave, who is being cradled by Domina. So he's trying to play it real smooth.
Awesome. And finally, I am Kilobyte. I'll be your DM, your Primus, your god for this round. Are you ready to get started?
Yes,
Let's
sir.
roll.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. Well, we will continue where we left off last episode. Our bots find themselves in the sewers once again after escaping a sweep that was attacking Synthwave. They felt a massive earthquake and that shook the ground, and you're all on top of each other being cradled. What is the next point of action?
Well, as I'm being cradled, who is being cradled by another person, I say to Synthwave, "I've never been rescued like that before. Must have been my lucky day. Have you done this sort of thing before?"
Well, I may or may not be a rescue bot, so this might be kind of typical, but it usually never works out this well, so I would say that's pretty lucky.
"Well, you must be very good at it."
She just kind of like blushes and looks away shyly.
Domina ships this.
Oh
She's
my god.
clearly is in shipping this already.
Says it out loud now.
Domina just says, Nice. Out loud.
Sewer, sweet sewer, back at home again. What's the plan next?
Good question.
I suppose we need to figure out how we could fix this contraption that you gave us. Domina says that she's looking at her ring, and let's Synthwave and Scorchimus looks at it too.
When do I get one of those fancy doohickeys?
I only got two, bud. Sorry. When we
Okay.
go back, maybe the TBD will give you one of your own.
TBD, all right. So do we just like buckle down here? I know a nice cozy spot down here in the sewer. My home, your home, make yourself at home.
Is this our new home?
Till we figure out what we gotta do next.
No, he's playing. We're not actually gonna stay here.
Oh my God.
I suggest we could keep going forward. Last time I was here, I did have a Crocobot, whatever that creature was called again, attack me. I wouldn't think this area is actually safe, so we should move on and work on a plan. Is that all right with you two?
That sounds good to me. I'm down for a little walk. a little
walk and
talk.
What if there's more of those alligators? I don't know about you, but apparently I'm bad with swords.
I've never had a sword.
Would you like a sword?
No. I might not be good with them.
I'm kind of squinting at Scorchimus at what he's trying to mean at, but the sword part.
Anyways, we should get walking. Oh, but hold on. First of all, while still holding Scorchimus, hop down from Domina's hands and then place Scorchimus down.
Oh, on my own 2 feet again. Disgusting sewers.
It's not disgusting, but it's fine.
Okay.
Don't suppose the two of you know if there's any car wash stations above?
I don't believe any of us are from this world,
no,
remember?
I got no idea where I am.
I stare sadly at my feet, whose paint is getting ruined by the sewage.
You're not gonna die. Just
your feet will be fine.
Hang in there. Now then.
I just mope.
When? Well, I'm gonna start playing some tunes and get walking.
Okay. You start playing some tunes and you can hear them echo off the walls and the piping as you make your way through the maze of pipes. This time being a lot harder for Scorchimus and Domina, since most of the pipes have caved in because of the earthquake. And so I will need you all, not all at the same time, let's do Synthwave first, roll me a d2.
Oh, I got a 1.
Okay, you got a 1. You come to a fork, and after seeing that there's an entrance to the left and one on the right, and you focus on your beats, you start going left, and you continue going down the pipes as you're all jamming to the sick beats Synthwave is playing. I will have Domina roll me a d2.
I just got a 2.
A 2. Okay. You're just going along the pipes, you come to a dead end. The left pipe is caved in, so there's only one choice, and that would be to the right pipe. You continue going down the mazes of pipes, and finally, Scorchimus, roll me a d2.
Oh boy. Well, I got a natural 1.
Alone time with Synthwave.
You come to another dead end. The pipe on the right has been caved in, and the only option is left. But as you stand in the pipe on your left, in front of you there's a big square room that's flooded with a green liquid. And as you get closer to the edge, you can see that on the opposite end of the room there's a pipe that has a ladder going up to the surface. What would you like to do?
Yeah, does this green liquid, is it mixing with the sewage, or is it like creating like a barrier? You know how like salt water and fresh water have like a little barrier?
It's covering the sewage. It's overtaking the sewage.
Suspicious. Well, I ain't going in there. Gonna turn to Synthwave and Domina.
So just to make sure, DM, Domina is still near Synthwave and Scorchimus?
Yes, you're all together. You were just choosing which path to go.
Okay, so
found a ladder.
Good job, buddy.
But is it safe to go up there this time? I believe we heard the security gate of that thing that was attacking Synthwave earlier. Is it any guarantee that there's no more of them up there?
Good question.
Only one way
to find out.
I must. I'll go then.
I would do it myself, but as a very short red bot, not as short as some of us here, but my paint. A precious paint.
And your chipped chin too, of course.
Yeah. I'll figure something out. A little soldering iron or something.
So, Domina, are you entering the room to get across to the ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you enter the room and you put your foot, your right foot in, you see a drop for where the pipe is. So there's a small drop, like a step. And you put your foot in the liquid, and your body suddenly sinks, and the water starts covering you up to your chest. And because of this, you can assume that this room is roughly 100 feet or more from top to bottom, just because you are a 38 foot tall robot and you're not touching the bottom of this mm-hmm. pool. And as you look up, the roof is not close to your reach at all.
Oh no.
But because you looked up, there's you see a small grate above you that where light is shining in, and you can hear commotion from outside. Sounds like a parade of some kind is starting, or it's in the process of being like happening in that moment.
Okay, so
in Synthwave and Scorchums, you do see Domina kind of sink in the liquid.
Big lady, no!
She's coming!
How's the water?
He just took her. Okay, so Domina does her best not to panic. It hasn't been the first time she, quote unquote, drowns somewhere.
Oh my god, that was sounding.
The current is not strong in that room, correct? There's no strong currents or
anything?
There's
no current at all. It's just.
It's just a room like a pool.
Full water, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Question. I never thought to ask this before. Do bots drown?
No, we don't breathe. I don't think you would drown. No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, our processors. Yeah, that's true.
Her processors. No,
my flood cannons.
Okay. So, how far away is Domina from this location where she could hear the parade from?
The parade sounds above you, where the grate is in this room. Okay. And you're 30 feet away from the ladder on the opposite side of the room.
Oh, okay. Do I roll dice to swim over there?
You don't have to roll a dice, but I will for swimming, but you will roll me a D100.
Okay.
I was going to say, I assume there would be enough room for me to transform and I can just fly over you and try to help you up.
How big is your alt mode?
I'm checking now. Hold on. Does not say.
I forgot. Sorry. Is Domina like her head's already in the water? Or she's like floating on the water. Sorry.
No, you're just like floating on the water. So the water is just reaching your chest.
She can swim. She can swim. It's not a problem for her. We said one roll D100.
At D100, yes.
I got 39. I mean 34.
34. Okay, with a 34, you get to halfway across the room and you feel a tug from below, and I will need you to roll me a strength check.
Strength check.
To see if you can resist being pulled under.
Okay, I have one plus for the strength. Okay.
Come on!
14?
14. With a 14, you do resist the tug. As it tries to pull you down. In seeing the tug, as you look down, you can see a massive swirling entity, a swarm of creatures swimming towards you and around you. Roll me a perception to see if you can tell what type of creature this is.
Okay, and my perception is 0. Okay, no problem. A 1. I don't think I'm getting really bad rolls today.
Okay. With the 1, it's kind of hard to tell what type of creatures these are. It seems that they're almost blending in with the liquid that you're currently swimming in. And then Synthwave and Scorch, you do see kind of like the little bop of being pulled, but kind of coming back up. So they didn't fully submerge, but they kind of, you can see them, sink a little.
Okay, because they could still see like her hand going like above water, like she's trying to get out at least, right?
Domina, you good?
Yeah, they didn't pull you, so they tried to submerge you, and you fought it. You fought the pull, so you kind of bopped down and up a little bit as a buoy with the waves, and so you bopped up and down.
Domina's like something is down here.
We're not alone here.
Primus, help!
Do you have any rope? Scorchmas.
Yeah. Do I have any rope?
Yeah.
Good question.
I don't.
Let me see what's in my pouch. Ah, yes. No, I do not have any rope.
All right. I have got a water gun, some grenades. This is not helpful.
No, this is all lethal things. Hold on.
Okay, I know that can't, because my helicopter blades are at the back of my head. Is there any way that, like, I can still use them without having to transform at all, or...
What are you trying to do with them?
I want to see if I can like hover over above Domina and essentially either let her grab on to my leg or my hand to help like pull her over to the edge or just out of the water.
I'll allow it. I like that. I like that, the little ingenuity there.
Thank you.
I'll allow it. I'll give you some inspirations because definitely something Synthwave would do.
Thank you.
So your propellers start to spin and you start to take off and like hover above the ground on the pipe.
I'm coming, Domina.
As you start moving towards Domina. You've reached Domina. Roll me a strength to see if you're strong enough to pull her from with your leg.
Okie dokie.
I'll give you advantage because Domina, Domina would
I
be...
I got a natural 20!
Well, you don't need the advantage anymore, but if you wanted to...
Can I have
to,
it for my next roll?
Domina would be able to help you as she tries to pull herself up as well.
Mm-hmm.
With a natural 20, you hover as close as you can to the grate that's on the roof. That's 50 feet up. And Domina has been removed from the liquid. And as you look down, you start seeing some little mouths come out of the water and start chomping.
I don't like
and
this.
And you start seeing,
oh,
you start seeing a bunch of fins swimming around in a circle underneath you as if they were making kind of like a whirlpool. Roll me a perception to see if you can tell what this is, Synthwave.
Perception.
You know what? I'll give you advantage because this... This is your home world, and these are something that lives in this home world.
Okay, so first one is a 15, and the next is a 16. Nice.
Okay, that's perfect. So these are Thresher Sharkticons. They're based on the Thresher shark. So they are smaller than a great white, and then their tail fin is very long and sharp. And they are known to cut vehicles and ships that crosses their lakes by them just swimming very quickly across the boat and just cutting it in half. They usually travel in packs. There's a pack of them because they're so small. They're not as big as a regular Sharkticon. They're definitely smaller. They're 15 feet tall in their little bot mode. And these ones are a sea glass green on the top. And they're a gray underneath, so where like their belly would be. And then they have big googly eyes, because the Thresher sharks kind of almost have big googly eyes. But these ones are like a light purple in color. And so they are known to be a little bit more dangerous than the regular Sharkticons, just because they're quicker swimmers. So it's a little bit more difficult to run away when you're in the liquid.
We don't mess with these. These are stinkers.
Yeah. And you can count about 20 or so, maybe 25. It's kind of hard to tell because they do swim very, very quickly and very fast. So, and since they're all spinning, it's kind of, they're all kind of mixing together.
Making me dizzy. All right, well, I've got Domina, and can I either, well, I guess bring her over to the ladder? I'm trying to think ahead. Where do you want to go, Domina?
Domina's just holding to dear life. She doesn't like to be picked up. It's for survival. Just back to where we came from, to be honest. No. I forgot. The ladder. Can we reach the ladder?
Yes, ma'am. We can certainly try. I'll be your taxi for today.
Meanwhile, Scorchimus is on the other side watching this happen, slowly beginning to panic.
I'll come get you later. Hold on. One passenger
at a
time.
I think we can assume that swimming is not safe down here.
Yes, we definitely don't want to be messing with these guys. They're serious business.
Mm-hmm. For small creatures, they're very strong to pull me down, and I'm a pretty big and heavy bot, to be honest.
So, over to the ladder then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Helicopter noises.
You take her to the edge of the next pipe. Where the ladder is, and Domina, you manage to with your feet, you manage to angle them in a specific way to kind of get in the pipe without having to touch the liquid. Yeah, as you can definitely see the little Sharkticons going in your direction as they see you moving towards the pipe.
Sons of bitches.
you get to the pipe, and the pipe is not long. There's not a lot of distance between you and the ladders, maybe like 10 feet. And that's not too far for you to really cover. So is that, what would you like to do now?
So now I'm just 10 feet away from the ladder, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with the original plan. Domino will want to go check out what the commotion is about, especially after what happened earlier. She finds it kind of odd to be hearing like a celebration nearby. So she wants to know what that is about.
Okay. Okay, no problem. As you start climbing the ladder, again, same as before, it's just a regular ladder. And as you're about to reach the cover of the sewer, bright flash from behind you happens. And I would like to have Lapis, Clickbait, and Lindsay introduce their characters. So I'll go one by one. Lapis, would you mind describing who you are playing? Give us a brief summary of what they look like and your current thoughts and goals?
Sure, yes. That was a jump scare. I was not prepared, but hi. I'm Lapis. I play Frostfang. She is a big blue lady with large wings on her back. She turns into a massive dragon, and she's got little yellow horns on her head, and like her shoulder pauldrons are little dragon heads. Current thoughts? Well, I mean, Alita won. That's pretty cool. Thinking about missing her girlfriend. But that's really, you know, that's about it.
Awesome. Thank you. Clickbait, would you mind giving us a brief description of who you're playing and their current thoughts and goals?
Not at all. Hey guys, I'm Trish. I'm playing Allegory. She is an Autobot intelligence officer. She is typically a silver and purple seeker. She transforms into, I believe, a Cybertronian jet. However, right now she is still looking like an elite guard. She's got the armor on. She's red and black. I'm pretty sure she didn't switch her color scheme back yet. She hadn't gotten that far. And right now she's excited that they got to Alita 1. She's glad Frostfang is okay. And she's wondering what the EBD is going to send her to do next.
Awesome. And finally, Lindsay, would you mind giving us a brief description of who you're playing and the current thoughts and goals?
I'm Lindsay. I'm playing Alita 1. And she is a dark pinkish, reddish, kind of petite Autobot. She's got some dings and everything. So she's been through some shit. She transforms into a car. And her current thoughts are, I'm not on my homeworld anymore. I'm not in my universe anymore. I hope this wasn't a bad idea.
Sure, it'll work out. But as that happens, and for you, Scorchimus, as you're looking towards the pool and the pipe, it's a bright light with blue and green speckles. And this is something you've seen before.
Oh, scrap. So, here we go again.
So, Frostfang, Allegory, and Alita, you find yourself 5 feet in the air as you start
fabulous
falling.
can I roll the land gracefully once more?
Can I
yes,
as well? Can I
yes,
as well?
You can.
I would like
thank
to as well.
Thank you.
Oh, Alita's going to do this epic, like, tuck and dive and, you know, roll sort of thing, you know, like a stunt performer. She's just going to, like, land and roll out of it. It's going to look very impressive.
I got a 10.
I got an 18.
Wow. Just showing off already.
Gotta land gracefully.
Thank God. That's a 14.
Oh, wait. If we're rolling dex, I got a 21.
Oh my gosh. Wait, if I get dex.
I am very dex.
If I got dex, then I got a 12.
Not strong.
Okay, so Frostfang, you as you're falling, you open your wings and you start to hover. Alita, as you fall, you kind of turn into a ball and you just dive into the liquid because it's the closest thing to soften your blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Allegory, with a 12, you try to turn on your thrusters to help you with your fall, but you can't quite turn them on quickly enough. So it helps a little bit, but you still manage to impact the water at a quicker, like softer speed.
I love that I'm just like flapping above it, just like looking down.
Yes. And as you land and hover and are in this liquid, Allegory and Frostfang, your watches ding and then it goes off and it tells you that you are in Kamenus, 100,000 years in the future from your present, and it's a level 3 fine thread labeled 716_S2, energy depleted.
It didn't take us home? S2?
716_S2, yes.
Dang, it didn't take Why us didn't it back take us to the back? TBD. That's a great question.
Roll me a perception.
Okay.
Wait, did your devices mess up? Where are we?
I'm not sure yet.
You said perception, right?
Perception?
Yes.
Okay.
All three of you.
I got a 5.
I got a 21. Take that.
Stop. Trading rolls here.
What is this?
So that is an 18 for me.
Okay.
You were just adding to the suspense. That's what you were doing.
Yes. Dude, I come out of the sewer and I'm just like, man. I look around and I was like, I knew I shouldn't have trusted you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so with the 5 Frostbang, you are kind of asking why didn't it take you back to the TBD headquarters, and now you're out of energy. Allegory, you look at your watch and you ponder the same question, but you hear some propellers, and as you look around, you see Synthwave hovering above you.
And Synthwave!
Brent!
I'm dive bombing for a hug.
I got my arms
all in midair holding Domina. How's this work?
No, Domina's already in the pipe.
Domina was going upstairs.
I'm a free helicopter now.
Wait. Tell Lindsay what she sees before we keep going.
Please tell me what I see. I was like, wait, we have entrance music. This is awesome. Got this party ready for you.
You do hear the music too that's still playing, that is true. Alita, as you dive into the water, you see the Sharktacons swarming around you, and they're definitely headed in your direction.
I would like to dive.
And it's a big swarm of them.
Yeah, can I actually swoop down a little bit so Alita can grab onto me?
Can I also grab? Well, no, I had thrusters, I guess.
Well, you haven't noticed the Sharktacons, and you were focused on Synthwave, so...
Dang, you're not going to let me.
Hey, I said... forgotten a little bit of the Alita's underwater.
Okay, that's fair. Sorry, Alita.
Wait, okay. Did I see them too with the 21?
Alita doesn't need saving. She could save herself. That's
it. It's true.
I would say you would see the silhouette of them underwater. Spinning around because they are also green, so like if you're in the water it's a little bit easier to see. If you're above it, they
kind of move. I'm in the water. Where's Alita?
Yeah, but you're not those... under the water, so you're above.
Are those
it,
Sharktacons?
So yeah,
they are Sharktacons. They're a different kind of Sharktacon. They're a thresher Sharktacon, so they're smaller, quicker, and their tail fins are longer, almost as if as a curved blade, so it allows them to swim faster in the water than the regular Sharktacon. So this is like a subspecies.
Is Alita within reach to grab?
Alita's next to you, yeah. But they did dive underwater a little bit. So you would have to dive under them. This room is 30 feet in length and you're halfway, so I would say 15 feet. And then Scorchimus, you're diving in.
Yeah.
Roll me a dex. How do you want to dive in? Do you want to do something fancy or just dive
gracefully?
If you do it gracefully.
Can I try and activate my thrust? Can I try and grab Alita and activate my thrusters to get out of the water?
Yes. Roll a dex to see how quickly you can do it.
It's a 6.
Were you diving with your hands in the front, or were you going to do something?
Do a flip.
Well, it's 16. Do a flip.
Okay.
No, Scorchmas is going to do a flip. There's not enough room for it. Maybe later.
Dang it.
With a 6, you dive, and you definitely think you did it very gracefully.
Perfect.
I think you did.
Just chaos. Chaos happening.
He jumps in, but his feet are a little bit too high, so he kind of bends a little bit, almost like the scorpion.
Oh, I went too deep.
Yeah, so he kind of
okay.
That's what she said.
Kind of almost did a flat backflip, but it was just kind of like his feet kind of Caribbean, nice. Like a scorpion.
Perfect. So I went way too deep, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Okay.
Allegory, what did you get?
A 16.
A 16. Yeah, you dive down and you grab Alita by the arm and you pull her out of the water.
Whew, that was a close one.
Have I seen these things before?
You've encountered them before, yes, because you've traveled around the cosmos.
Whew, thanks. That wasn't exactly a smooth landing.
Hey, somebody jumped in after you, and I'm gesturing towards where Scorchmas went in, because if there was danger, then...
I'll go get him.
I'll be fine. No need to fear.
Hey, DM, is Domina hearing anything that's happening behind her?
Yes, you do hear everything that's happening behind you.
No, she's so confused. Pool party.
Yeah, you start seeing more bots in the same room as that you were before. And three of them are hovering, and you see Synthwave kind of dive towards the water to pick up Scorchimus. Scorchimus, as you're in the water, you do see now the Sharktacons that everybody's been trying to avoid.
Grab my hand.
This is a perfect opportunity to use this fancy thing I have called a mini shield, I think.
Fancy.
Okay, what do you need for the mini shield?
I just need to, twice a day I can call upon a shield. Its health is XD6, where X is half your current level rounded up. The shield will take all the damage as long as its health is not zero. It lasts for about 3 turns of combat. And I'm level 12.
While he's going to use his shield, can I also use an ability?
Yes.
Okay, once he's out, once everybody's out of the water, I would like to transform into my beast mode and freeze the water with my ice breath, so we don't have to deal with them anymore.
Big brain moment. Yes.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. So Scorchum is a shield just covers you.
Perfect.
On your body, giving you an extra layer of protection. And Synthwave, did you roll a dex to see how you can grab him?
I got a 14.
A 14, you dive in, you grab him, and you pull him out. As you pull him out, you see Frostfang transform and do an ice breath over the water.
So with ice breath, I don't have to roll anything, but if the DM would like to, enemy rolls a dex saving throw. If it's a 15 or lower, then they take 1d6 plus 1 ice damage. Otherwise, it's just frozen for technically a turn.
Okay, let me do that roll real quick. Because they are in the water, so they would get hurt. You're a dragon.
I am a dragon.
And the room is 30 feet. I don't think your dragon mode is 30 feet.
I am. I'm 30 feet tall.
Nah. Oh, it'd be a cramped dragon in there.
I know.
Okay, so yeah, your neck would be kind of like against the wall trying to shoot down as you take up of the roof of the room.
Whoops.
Please don't hit anybody else, Max.
don't worry, guys. I will fold my wings and tuck my tail. I won't smack anybody, I promise.
We should probably try and get out of here.
Yeah, that'd probably be smart.
Okay.
I agree.
As you do the ice breath, you can see some of them try to jump out of the water and they get caught in the freezing water. And so they took 5 points of ice damage.
I love that. Nice. I love that.
You see 5 of them just sticking out of the water now.
All right, well, that solves that problem. How about we exit the cramped sewer?
Sounds like fabulous idea.
That's what I've been trying to do the last couple days.
Well,
no. So by all means,
last couple days.
Show us the way. Who might you be? Because it looks like y'all all know each other.
Who might you be?
I'm going to transform back into bot mode so I don't take up so much space. I'm just going to duck my head because I'm tall. And I'm going to wave. Hi, I'm Frostfang.
Wonderful. Blue.
Yes.
Wonderful color. So I feel like I would choose that one in another life.
You know, I do think it would look good on you.
Sometimes red is better.
Domino is shipping this from the distance, too.
Oh my gosh, dude. Scorchmas has everybody.
Oh my Domino gosh.
Domino supports it.
I'm doing my best here. I really like the wings.
Well done.
Not to break up the family reunion, but what's going on? What are we doing here? What do we have a plan, a mission? What?
Well, the watchers were supposed to bring us back to the TBD. I don't understand why it's held us here.
You guys have more of them?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Do you know about them?
Synthwave is with us. So anything you've heard from her is probably as much as we know as well.
Okay. And the one asking the real questions, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Alita One.
Perfect. Nice to meet you. Scorchmas, at your service.
Great. I'm not really sure why I'm here, but apparently the universes are in peril.
I feel that sometimes. I also don't know why I'm here.
So
forces out of our control. Bring us all together.
Maybe we get out of here and then we finish our introductions.
Yes. Let's go. It's a little bit cramped in here. I don't like crouching so much. I'm gonna head towards the ladder.
Let's go upstairs, and I point toward the ladder.
Well, ladies first, I guess.
Okay, Domina's still at the ladder, though.
I'll make sure none of these Sharkticons unfreeze.
I'm gonna set Scorchmas down again.
I'll pull out a blaster, pointed at the frozen Sharkticon.
Don't worry, I took care of those.
Just in case, you never know. They might thaw or, gnaw out. Sorry, wrong word.
Not in the next 30 seconds.
I'm going up the ladder, DM.
I'm also going up the ladder, DM.
So, DM, since everybody's going up the ladder, I'm still on the beginning,
You would be the first one to go up because you would be the closest to the ladder.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So, Domina will just wait for others to reach her and before she opens the cover, the grate. All right then. So I suppose we're all leaving now. The name's Domina, but there's no time for that much chatter right now. Now then, do I have to roll anything to open that grate?
No. Okay. I'll describe what happens now.
Okay, perfect.
Oh no, so that's scary.
Suspicious.
Like, no, I'll describe what happens now.
Yes.
What?
You open the cover towards the sewer, and as you're gonna stick your head out, you see a large vehicle start to go above your head, and as you look around, there's a parade going on. There are guards on the corners. There are bots and chains that are forced to participate in the parade. There's floats, and you can see that there's a bot and that they have a statue off in one of the floats. Has a sign that says Seda Prime. And
hold on a second.
They're celebrating Seda Prime. And so the street right now is covered. So if you were to step outside of the cover, you would be in the middle of the parade where they're like all the floats and all the performers would be walking.
So what's the order for who's exiting the thing? It's Domina, and then
we haven't exited
next?
Yet.
No, Domina's the one who's barely opening it. I don't think anybody has the action or something to follow behind.
Okay, nobody's actually come out yet. Okay.
No. DM, is this everything that Domina's seeing, correct? You're saying?
Yes, this is everything you're seeing, yes.
Perfect. And I'm basically on the street where the parade is happening?
Yeah, you're in the middle of the street where all the floats and all the performers are going. So there's a cart, or one of the floats just went above you and it gave you some cover.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting close to go past you. Mm-hmm. So there's a small chance for you to close the grate and stay down there. Or if you stay too long, they'll see your head poking out.
Okay, perfect.
Oh boy.
Domina takes in as much disinformation she could from there, and she closes the grate right before the float goes above, blows her cover. So she closes it. All right. There seems to be a parade going on, and we're in the middle of it. So we need to plan how to get out of here properly, since now there's six of us, I believe.
We need a distraction then, wouldn't we? You said it was a parade. Mm-hmm. Are there fireworks,
yes.
Lights?
I have an Anything? Idea.
There so are crazy, a lot of floats going work. Around. A float passed by earlier right now, so we can use those as cover, but we need to time those on time. And I don't believe people are paying much attention. They don't look very... What would be the description? I guess forced to be there.
Ah, so not very enthusiastic, I assume.
I mean, I changed my mind. I have two ideas.
What's your idea?
Okay. Idea number one, we cause a panic up there. But when I say we, I put up my fingers in quotations. And then I point to the frozen Sharktacons.
I grab one
and we put it out there. We thaw it out. We shut the grate and we wait. Or
okay.
Plan B.
Okay.
I go invisible.
Oh, you can go invisible?
That's pretty handy.
By invisible, do you go invisible or pretend you're going invisible, but you're actually trying to walk slow and pretend and confuse your optics?
All depends. If there's how I'm feeling in the day, and today I'm feeling pretty good.
If there's a parade, there must be officials nearby. Is there any sort of guard or anything that has a standard uniform? I can camouflage.
I didn't see that on time due to the flow going above me. I was just seeing the people in the parade and all this propaganda for Zeta Prime. But
Zeta, wait, this guy
Zeta
again?
Prime? Again?
Again?
This guy, doesn't matter what world we're on, he's always a tyrant.
Oh, with you too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we were in the middle of a battle with Zeta when we got pulled away from our home world.
And I was fighting a lot of his minions.
Goodness. He sounds like the big troublemaker and all these other
timelines.
Then I suppose I don't know your name, the one who spoke to me earlier. Are you a seeker?
Me? Yes, I am a seeker. My name is Allegory. I'm part of the Autobot Intelligence Division back home.
All right. I'll get down from here, Allegory, and I'll let you take a peek. Try to give it a good time so a foe goes above you. And you could take a look at the guards, or at least something that you think will work well as a disguise for you.
Allegory, very well. You take a look and see what sorts of floats are up there. Maybe there's a possibility I can pretend to be a float if they have any big animal type floats.
And if you need another bot to be invisible to help you, I think that's a good idea.
I think invisible is
definitely a good idea.
Okay, well, Domino's gonna get down now. So whoever wants to get up the ladder,
have you seen any seekers nearby while you guys have been here? Have you seen any seekers? Because I could just take on their colors.
Oh, DM, were there seekers in the crowd? Sorry.
Not that you could tell. All the guards have a suit of armor that you can't distinguish what they turn into.
Okay.
It's not their base colors. It's something else entirely. So it's not their base armor mode. They have like additional armor on top of them.
Yes, kind of the same ones that were back in your regular timeline.
Well,
you haven't seen these ones here, but since Domino has given you that there's guards, you can assume it might have the same armor, but you would have to confirm it visually to see if it would be the same or not.
Mm-hmm. Domino, down the ladders.
Hey, Scorchimus, do you think you could go up there and see if the bots out there look anything like the guards out there look anything like what I look like now? And if they don't, how I can change my colors to look like them?
Would it help if I were to freeze time?
I vote Alita all those options.
You can freeze time.
Because Alita's just listening to all this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, I assume that's why I was brought here. But yes, it causes a lot of strain, so I can only do it, you know, kind of once per day. And of course, DM, this is up to you, because normally this mechanic, I haven't used it yet, but this mechanic is used in combat to target specific things. So I don't know if you would let me broaden that ability for what we're trying to do right now.
How long does it last?
Well, if we're in combat, it only lasts one round.
Okay, so like we can speed. We don't even have to like blend in if DM lets us. We can just speed run out of here.
Everybody go.
That, since you would be using it out of combat, it would freeze everybody except you. So even your comrades would be frozen.
I definitely can't carry you all. Sorry, guys.
Dang. So we save that for another time, and
good to know though.
Good to know. Scorchimus, maybe you can do some recon.
Absolutely. Right now?
Yes.
Yes. What's the ladder situation? Who's all on the ladder? Can I go up it?
Domino's off the ladder, so it's free for anybody to go in there right now.
Okay. I would like to hesitantly at first put my hand on the ladder and then crawl all the way up.
I give you a thumbs up.
I don't know if I can see that with my back turned going up the ladder.
I just wanted you to know.
Okay. Do I have to roll perception first?
Once you go up, yes, it will be a perception.
Okay. See what my optics see. A 9.
A 9. You were looking for to see the armor, if it was the same, or are you looking for something else?
I wouldn't know if it's the same. So
well, you can look at me and see what's different.
Because Allegory still has the armor from their time.
Yeah, I look like an elite guard still.
Okay. Yeah. I look to see if it's similar.
As you look at the armor, it's definitely different. And it has extra markings and colorings is more suited for blending in and with all the smog and the smoke that they're doing compared to the current armor Allegory is wearing. Definitely more menacing and less detailed as the one Allegory has. Because with Allegory, you can definitely tell they turn into a plane, while the other ones are more a little bit, it helps them blend in a little bit more. So it's difficult to tell what they turn into.
Okay. I like to turn to Allegory and be like, no, it looks much scarier. I think, at least to me, it looks menacing. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work, perhaps. Maybe, can I?
Then how about what you suggested earlier with the sharkatons?
Yeah, let's go with plan A.
We could do that.
Yeah, if we throw that in there, there's going to be a chaos and the guards are going to be focusing, keeping the people safe or getting rid of them. And I just don't know for how long they're frozen or how.
Do I have the ability to unfreeze my stuff?
Let's throw it out there first, yeah?
I know. I'm asking DM in general, though. Like, can I unfreeze what I have frozen, or do I have to wait for it?
No, it would be frozen. You can chip at it. If you have a sword of some kind or your claws, you can chip at it.
Okay. I have an idea to unfreeze it.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a laser crossbow if we need that.
Let's, what do I gotta do? Roll strength to break one of the frozen popsicles off?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it. I believe in you.
That makes one of us.
Nice.
Tell me your name is Scorch. I believe in you.
I'm struggling. I make eye contact with Alita. What? Do you mind giving a hand? You look like a strong lady.
I can help. Also, do you need anything? Do you need me to shoot anything? I'm really good at shooting things.
DM, is there a spot that she can shoot of the popsicle?
I do have my handy dandy sniper rifle.
That would break it off.
With the strength you did, you definitely left a little gap between the Sharkticon and the rest of the ice, so you could shoot there and try to break a big chunk out of it. It wasn't big enough to get the Sharkticon out of the ice, but it was big enough that you can kind of use that crack and try to get something or kind of help break more of the ice around it.
I'll just punch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to save ammo. You never know. So that is... Nope, that's a 4 to hit.
4 squad, high five.
With a 4, you, instead of hitting where the gap is, you actually hit the boar Sharkticon that's frozen.
Oh no!
No, not the Sharkticons!
missing the gap to make it bigger.
Can I go and grab the Sharkticon and just rip it out with my hand?
Can I help?
Yeah, I think Domino was the same. Let's just rip these guys apart. Out of the ice.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just like grab one by the tail and pull it out?
Can I give whoever has the highest strength advantage? Can I just help?
I have a plus 3.
Yeah, if you can.
I'm gonna just give you advantage.
Oh god.
What's your strength, Domino?
My strength is
Lapis, just roll high, okay.
15 plus 1, 14.
Mine is a plus 3, so I will do the roll. Mm-hmm. Do I just roll with advantage?
Yeah, roll with advantage, because they're helping you.
Okay. So I will just copy and paste this.
Quadruple advantage.
A quadruple?
Okay, dude,
or
what the heck?
Do I roll 3 times or just twice?
No, just twice.
Okay,
I think she should roll a third time.
I don't think I want to say what I got. I think I should roll a third time.
The listeners need to know what you rolled.
With advantage, I got a 7.
With a 7, as you try to pull them out, your claws slip and you take a chunk out of the where the eye is of the Sharktacon, a chunk of ice.
That's
and
poor
so now
boy.
The eye, you can see the eye moving around trying to look at you.
Oh. I'm gonna stare at that and then I'm gonna shriek.
Can I roll to try?
Allegory? Allegory is gonna try things.
I rolled a 2. We're gonna ignore it.
Okay.
I took my pliers to it, okay.
Domino's gonna give a roll. She's gonna give a try.
This is sad.
21!
Yay!
Natural 20!
Did I get 1 or 2 Sharktacons?
Domino goes in and goes to the one that's already been kind of worked on. It's not very loose, but he just pulls it from there and attached to that one on the tail was another one that was biting on it when it got frozen. So there's 2 Sharktacons frozen now on a popsicle in front of you.
Perfect. This is the perfect distraction we have. So, here's a plan. I'm gonna chuck this out.
Right. And hopefully... Oh, before you chuck it, we gotta put a thing on it to make it thaw. So, DM, I have this ability called Trapper, where I can make small traps that can may stun, shock, burn, or freeze. In this case, I like to do burn and put it on the ice, and then we chuck it.
You're so smart. Big brain.
I try. I have my moments.
Okay. You gotta make the trap first.
I make the trap.
You gotta roll for it, don't you?
Yeah, it's a roll for making the trap. I think that's
don't
how
fail
that ability
us.
Works.
What do I roll? Because that's not on here. Just the damage roll, and then the enemy has to make a saving throw.
Oh, then never mind. If it's not on there, I thought it was you had to. Okay.
But I can only use it twice a day, so I don't know.
That's fine. You have scraps on you, and you kind of come up with a little contraption that will start to thaw out the Sharktacon.
Perfect. Now we can chuck it.
Perfect. When I chuck this and there's chaos, we're just going to run it out of here. I'll be the last one since I'm the biggest. Okay. Are you ready?
I suppose.
Okay, perfect. So Domina climbs up the ladder holding the Sharktacons and she throws them right on time when a float leaps above her head. So they barely see it when she throws it out, I believe.
You wait for the float to pass and you chuck the 2 Sharktacon into the air and you see the trap go off as they are now engulfed in flame and they throw up pretty quickly.
I believe
quickly.
In you throw it far.
It looks like the little trap that Scorchimus made had a nice burner component that helped them thaw it quickly. As they come down, you start hearing screams and the bots start scurrying and running. Two floats collide into each other. The statue of Seda falls on top of the other float and starts creating a domino effect as all the floats start dropping the statue because each float had a statue. That's how Let's much go. He likes his statues.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Wow, chaos, so chaos, 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 chaos,
go, chaos, go. Chaos,
guys,
chaos.
Make a break for it. Go, go, go. Go.
Domino's just pushing everybody out, like chucking them out too. He's last. So whoever is going. She's just going to yeet them out.
Hey, you start pushing out your comrades out of the sewers as they pop. Where are you running in this chaos? What direction do you want to go? North, south, east, west?
Who's getting checked first?
Whoever's
me.
I'll go second.
Synthwave just goes.
Okay, Synthwave, choose a direction, man. We're all going after you.
Who's your character?
There goes Synthwave.
Synthwave is still playing music. I don't think they've turned off the music.
As they get chucked, you just hear the music fade a little bit.
Just get farther away.
It's the horn.
Domino,
it's
the same direction. Everybody's going north. Everybody's going
north. North it is. Whee!
Okay.
Can I roll a perception to see if I see the guards and judge whether or not I can look somewhat like them?
Roll perception.
It's gonna have to be one high perception because the chaos, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I feel like they would stand out pretty well, though.
You got this.
I can do it, okay, guys?
I believe in you. I'm cheering for you.
I rolled a 21.
Yay! 21, nice. In the confusion, you focus on for that one objective, and you see the guards wearing their armor with the C on their chests and shoulders. The armor definitely looks bulkier than the one you're wearing. So for you to blend in, you would have to take one of theirs, because yours is completely different than what they're wearing.
Can I change my base color to be what their base color looks to be, and then try and lift, like in the chaos as they're running around and we're running around, try and grab like different parts of armor from the guards?
Bro,
how are you going to get their pants?
Well, I assume they mostly have like a cape and like pauldrons and a helmet. Like I would assume they don't have complete armor. It's like a base mode with like armor accents on, unless I'm totally wrong. Because I don't know. What do I see?
Give you the description real quick. Let me.
Because that'll determine whether or not that's a lost cause. And I'm even going to go down that fence.
If you tell me, Allegory, I'll beat one up for you.
First, I got to see how much we have to beat him up.
I got you.
Let me see.
Wait,
if I can
Allegory play. Seeing this after she got chucked by Domina?
I love the idea that she's just mid-air, like
she's
flying.
She's in the air looking down.
21, okay? I'm just that good.
Yeah.
Right now, at this moment in time, I'm on my A game.
I'm so proud of you.
So, Sinfa has been chucked out. Allegory, who's next to be thrown out?
Each guard has a black cape that's red on the inside. They all have the exact same form and shape, emotionless stern looks. They have a reflective chrome faceplate, broad shoulders with small fins for a kind of like a accent, little fin accents there. And they all have a C painted on their side of the head. And they all have either a blaster or an electro whip.
Ooh, okay. Well, does it look like the pauldrons and the visor they have are part of a helmet, and like the accents on their shoulders are pauldrons, or does it look like that's actually part of their base mode?
No, the shoulders are an added piece to their shoulders, to their regular shoulders, if that makes sense.
Okay.
The visor looks to be a modification of some kind.
Okay. I don't have Clickbait has a visor.
Just say the word.
You're not out here yet. I'm going to say the word as soon as you get out there. Clickbait has a... I have a visor. It's typically blue. Can I change that to be silver if I change my colors?
It's a reflective chrome faceplate. I don't know if you can do reflective.
No, but I can make it silver. That'll help. It just needs to hold up for like
that
at a glance.
That could help.
It's going to let her blend in at least, right?
Like, I figure anything will help.
If you find a guard that, it's not one of the smartest ones, you could probably pass as one of them.
Okay. I'm going to do whatever I can to look like them. So I'm going to change to be black. I think they're black with the red Z where they have the red Z. And then I'm going to change my visor to be silver instead of blue so that I at least look similar. And I'm probably going to ditch the elite guard pieces that I have on right now.
Okay, you do. Now you're doing all this in the air.
Well, no, I'm just like, this is my plan. Like, I was thinking about that as I get up in the air. And then when I touch down, while I wait for Frostfang to come up, I will do that and get ready so that I can ask her to.
I'm being launched. I'm launching. I'm getting
to take on one of these guards.
Sick them.
You landed and you meet up with Sinwave, and you're starting to modify your armor and all that. And you're in an alleyway as Frostfang comes out, and then they're currently in the air at the moment as Domino prepares to summon Scorchimus next through the sewer entrance.
Frostfang!
Yeah!
I need you to take out a guard for me!
Okay. I got you. I'm gonna go transform into my big dragon and go find a guard.
You transform in your dragon. Scorchimus comes out, hopping from the entrance.
Concentrating really hard.
The next would be Alita. Would be the next one to be
okay.
Chucked.
Mm-hmm. Alita,
I'm here. Let's All right. do this.
All right, I'm throwing you to the directions I've been throwing everybody at. So if you see somebody familiar, go towards them. One, two, and she just throws her without saying three.
and again, I do this like cool little tucky thing, and then just like, and then land like very epically.
Yes,
yes,
the superhero landing.
Scorchmas
is
in awe.
Watches. She's like, Wow.
Everybody gives a golf clap.
Oh, shoot. Domino's the last one.
Domino cuts herself up. You come out and you run in their direction.
Yes.
And as that's happened, and Alita, you come out of the sewers and you meet up with them on the alleyway. Your artifact tracker starts to ping. The one you've been using to track the artifacts of the primes starts hitting you.
Okay, Groovy. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yes.
What's that?
I point to the tracker. There's someone. There's one around here.
One what?
What's that?
I'll get him.
My Artemis tracker. It's telling me there's one around.
A one what exactly?
And what it's one of the prime artifacts.
Oh,
yeah.
Important. Yeah, we because we definitely need to not let those fall into the wrong hands.
Yeah, we definitely need to get that.
There's a device for that?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
This timeline is totally not doomed already.
Don't.
Also, guys, it's me, Allegory. Please don't shoot.
Oh, Domino was about to punch her.
Like fist raised.
I'm trying to blend in.
As Scorchimus asks you in what direction, Alita. And you move your tracker, because when you move your tracker, the dot starts to move in the closer to the direction where it's going to point. As you move it up, left, right, until you finally find it starts beeping faster. You look up and you see in front of you a massive Titan. The Titan has some thrusters on their shoulders, and they have a massive star on their forehead. They're accent colors are a dark red, and for their limbs and chest is a mint green.
Oh, and Alita, it's not that, is it?
Wait a minute.
Please tell me it's not that.
I look at the tracker. Is the tracker like pinging right on it?
It's pinging right on it, and you move it a little bit up, and it's pinging right on their head.
Ah, yes.
I'm flying toward it.
Is that?
No.
Is that? Yep.
Yep. I think we're going to have to rip his head off.
Luna, no.
As Allegory, Synthwave, and Frostfang, you see what's before you. It's Luna Star, a Titan you know before.
Luna Star!
And Synthwave, you feel her because you've had a connection with her before, but it's faint, as if she's slumbering. She's not currently active.
Can I? Just want to call out to her. Luna!
Wait, that's the end?
That is the end.
Wait, sir. Excuse you.
Mere moments later, deep within the sewers where Domina and Scorchimus first met, a dark purple and blue portal swirls into existence, and a dark, menacing figure is coming in at 28 feet tall, now stands before you with a singular crimson optic. They look almost identical to Shockwave in every way, but instead of the iconic purple, this figure is as dark as the void, with additional armor granting them an additional set of arms. They also appear to have some sort of backpack, with a cable connecting to their arm containing a blaster. Galaxy Wave. Stepping into the tunnels below the city, a small splash can be heard in the distance, then some clicking. Silence falls for but a moment, then immediately more splashing as a sweep crawling on all fours comes barreling from the other side of the sewers towards Galaxy Wave. A creature completely black, with red-tipped claws and gray, devilish wings, sprawls and halts in front of their master, dropping an odd-shaped backpack, the one once worn by Scorchimus. More clicking and chittering as the sweep feels a sense of excitement. Galaxy Wave speaks as he reaches down to examine the item brought to him by the sweep.
And what is this?
The sweep slams its arms up and down and spins while chittering.
Interesting.
Galaxy Wave presses a few buttons on his wrist, and within seconds he hears several pings.
There seems to be a lot of energy signatures here that don't belong. Go back to our master and tell him I will be out longer than anticipated. There's a bot here that may be the key to one of our problems.
This is Alita One. Next time on Transform and Roll Out.
start rushing, and Allegory's trying to stop Synthwave from rushing to Luna.
I just want her to stop screaming. Like, shh, we're being stealthy.
Not necessary.
We all have, you know, comms.
That's true. What's the goal now? Are you all trying to go to sneak?
I mean, Alita always does everything stealthy, but apparently the other party members thought otherwise.
Too much panic right now. I'm trying to make her be stealthy.
Some of them are missing a few brain modules, but you know.
Wow.
Nice, right?
Well, guys, it seems like we need to be more stealthy. Next time, we'll just have to be a lot more quiet.
Alita just rolls her eyes.
I'm going back for Luna.
Look, we all want to figure out who the culprit is, but together, we are into this. I said that backwards.
It's you, Scorch.
So I kind of just stare at them because my hands are already up technically above my head, and I slowly lump them forward and I go, oh no, I'm a prisoner.